The culmination of an investigation is the investigative report. The report is the full story and should stand alone as such. Oftentimes, the investigator's report is thought of as just a list of findings and evidence, but an effective report takes the reader on a journey from the allegation, which is frequently ambiguous, to actionable results and supports the decision-making process. It ties together what was accused, what actually occurred, why it matters, and finally, what should be done from a risk perspective. This latter point should be stressed here because the investigator's influence may end when it's time for employment decisions to be made. That's the role of HR department, labor relations, and sometimes ethics. However, there are very few more equipped to be able to connect the true risk of a situation to a solution than a qualified investigator. The report allows the investigator to continue to shape decisions by stepping into the space between the close of an investigation and the remediation of identified risks and control gaps. More on this in a later edition. In the private sector, the investigative report may be viewed by audiences with little or no investigative knowledge. An investigative report written like a police report, for example, may be confusing and become just a list of events to an unfamiliar reader in a corporate setting. Create the report in a way that encourages action and is clear in what policy, rule, or law was violated, who did it, and why, if that can be determined. If others can't understand your report, it's really serving no purpose. That being said, your report should also be protected, and operational security must be maintained to the best of your ability. Keep record of who receives your final report, who was involved in the review and drafting of the report, and provide clear instructions to all recipients on how to treat and protect the final report themselves. If you have a case management system that allows for investigative reports to be automatically generated, determine if there is also a method to distribute the report from that system, leaving an audit trail as a chain of custody. If your reports are created in a program like Word and then emailed out, talk with your information technology or data loss prevention team and ask if they can watermark and protect the printing, copying, or distribution of the report once it leaves your desk. This is something we did for our team, and several times, a well-intentioned primary recipient of our report was attempting to send the report to another department or offload to a digital storage location, and they were blocked from doing so. Subsequently, an alert was sent to both them and me to allow for a different solution to be discussed. Finally, the report should be peer-reviewed and, if possible, approved by a supervisor, depending on the scope and the severity of the original investigation. You're producing a company record, and that record may be subject to a subpoena and discoverable in litigation and/or criminal proceedings. Take partners in legal, compliance, and perhaps ethics to ensure your team's reports are defensible and can withstand cross-examination. You, as the investigator, are ultimately responsible for the content and the protection of your report. You're also accountable to the security of your own investigative efforts, the assurance of your credibility, and the perception of your reputation as an investigator, and these are all tied to how a report is created, received, and safeguarded.